Amen. May our hearts be open. Would you turn in your scripture to Romans chapter 8? I want to look at one verse tonight. I don't want to exposit it, but I want to share a thought on this brink of going to youth camp, but it'll be applicable to all of us. Amen. Just to hear what the Lord would have to say to us about all of this. One verse. Appreciate the way you've worshiped and honored by standing many times already in this service. But could you stand again for the reading of God's word? Amen. What succinct truth is this? Listen. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. I want to read it one more time before I do. Though we could talk all night about the word flesh and spirit, let me give us just a working definition. The flesh is that part of us that's all about self wanting what self wants. Self wanting what self wants, if it violates the word of God, if it hurts people, if it's destructive, if it's forbidden, self wants what self wants. That's the flesh. And it wants what is temporal, it wants what is base, it wants what is rooted in time. On the other hand, just very simply put, as a working definition, the Spirit is that part of us that desires God. It desires right. It desires purity. It desires eternal things. Now let's read it again with those working definitions in mind. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I want to try to preach tonight on what you after. What you after. Thought I was going to have to sing that for a moment, but what you after. You see, is that word after the flesh, after the Spirit? What you after tonight? Amen. Let's pray one more time. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way it speaks to our heart. Thank you for the way it speaks to the heart of the issue, Lord. Lord, please, Lord, help us to hear what you have to say tonight. Lord, these next few moments, may we, our hearts be shut up to the truth that you would share to us. Lord, help me to speak clearly. And Lord, precisely what you want us to hear tonight. In the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. You can be seated. We used to live over at the parsonage, and there's quite a sizable pantry in there. It can hold a lot of things. And, you know, this is kind of a scenario. We're sitting around as a family in the family room, and I head towards the pantry. Well, they know you're going after something if you head towards the pantry. And the question would be, what you after? What are you going in there for? What do you want? What you after? Now, at that time, we had a dog. So we had all kinds of things in the pantry. We had canned goods. We had macaroni. We had whatever in there, chips. And we had dog food. I want to say Purina, but we couldn't afford that. What's that Walmart brand, Sam's? Pardon? Old Roy. That was it, Old Roy. Now, I got up, snack attack, and what you after? And I head to the pantry. I want to promise you something. Never once did I walk into the pantry and see that bag of Old Roy and say, "Whew, that looks good. I like some of that." I never did. I promise. But Sister Norvell, I walked in there and saw those flaming Cheetos. They're addictive. How many's had them? They're addictive. I've looked in there. I wanted them. But again, I never, ever wanted any of Old Roy's. Promise. On the other hand, if I could have taken that dog in there and given it a choice, Old Roy's or Flaming Cheetos, which do you think that dog would have chosen? The Old Roy. Now, I know this may be a little deeper than you want to handle tonight, but the reason old Roy had no appeal to me is because I don't have the nature of a dog. And the reason the flaming Cheetos had no appeal to the dog is because it did not have the nature of a human. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. How many knows we go after what our nature is? Now, you may be a little taken affront with using the illustration of a dog, but I want to tell us something that we should look around our society and understand. When we go after the flesh, we end up living according to animalistic desires as much as a dog lives after his nature. The thing that makes us different, the thing that lifts us up, is when we live after the Spirit and not after the flesh. So the question tonight is, what are you after? You see, first of all tonight, what you're after is a revelation. Think with me, every person in this place, young person on, what you're after is a revelation. What's it a revelation of? It's a revelation of your nature. It reveals your thoughts. It reveals your mind. Let's look at that verse 5 again. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the word after. I want you to think about this. Now, I've studied this verse for years. I've read this verse for years. I don't think you can ever get to the bottom of it. And I know Paul's saying a lot of things that we won't say tonight. But I want you to focus on the word after. That word after literally means according to or under the power and influence of. If you're under the influence and the power of the flesh, you'll do the things of the flesh. But if you're under the influence and the power of the Spirit, you'll do the things of the Spirit. So to be after something is literally to be pulled in the direction of. Did you know a lot of folks are pulled in the direction of the things of the flesh? It doesn't have to be. You can be pulled in the direction of the things of the Spirit. So look at the word after, and then look at the word mind. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. Mind means to set your thoughts on something. And once you've set your thoughts on that, you strive towards it. You reach towards it. You seek that thing. Take those two words together and let's look at what Paul was saying. Amen. They that are after the flesh, they that are living according to the flesh, they are pulled by the flesh, and therefore they have their thoughts set upon those fleshly things. Therefore, they seek those earthly things. But they that are after the Spirit, they that live according to the Spirit, those that follow the pull of the Spirit, they set their thoughts, they set their desires on the things of the Spirit, and therefore they strive for those things. And so what you're after is a revelation. Does your mind, does your nature determine what you're after? And the answer is yes. But there's a little bit of dilemma here. Let's think about it. And I've thought about this for years. Does your mind and your nature determine what you're after, or does what you're after determine your nature and your mind? I think it's both. I don't think you can separate the two, because you and I go after whatever our dominating nature likes, and yet our dominating nature becomes what we go after. We go after it because we're set on it. We're set on it because we go after it. Flesh goes after fleshly things, and Spirit goes after Spirit things. Amen. If what I'm after is a revelation of my nature, amen, I want what I'm after to say to God and to everybody, I'm after spiritual things. I'm hungry for the things of God. Amen. Never do I want what I'm after revealed to folks that I'm after this world, after fleshly things, carnal things, because it's true for every person. What we're after reveals our nature. It's a Sunday night. You've got a choice between the Reds and worship. What choice are you going to make? I've seen someone, how could they? Well, it's real simple. That's what they're after. Amen. Amen. You could go to youth camp. You're the age. The opportunity's there. Arrangements could be made. But you just don't want to go to youth camp. Why? It reveals what you're after. They that are after the flesh are, do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the spirit, the things of your spirit. So each one of us tonight know that we reveal our nature by that which we pursue. And ultimately, everybody will go after where their mind goes. In a moment of leisure, when you're by yourself, where does your mind go? That's important, because wherever your mind goes, ultimately, you will go there. How many knows it's the truth tonight? Amen. A person does fleshly things because that's where their mind is. And so ask yourself tonight, what kind of mind do I have? Do I have a fleshly carnal mind, or do I have a spiritual mind? I tell you, there's something wonderful for you to know about yourself and for others to know about you, and that is that you're after the Spirit. That's a wonderful thing to know for your own heart. It's a wonderful thing to be able to look at young people and say, you can tell they're after the Spirit. That's why Paul said in verse 9, he told those readers there, and sure, he was glad he could tell them, but he said, after having written that, I want to tell you, you're not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God, how many knows that the Spirit of God dwells in us, is alive in us, is moving in us, will be after spiritual things and not carnal and natural things. And so I want to ask tonight, what do you want? But more importantly, I want to ask you, what do you want to want? Do you want a fleshly mind, or do you want a spiritual mind? Amen. You're not desiring spiritual things maybe at the moment, but the question is, do you desire spiritual things? I appeal to some tonight who are after the flesh. You know it if you're honest with yourself. It's the carnal, worldly things that obsess you and that your thoughts are settled on. You're after the flesh tonight, but I appeal to you because down deep, you don't want to be after the things of the flesh. You want to be after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God for His mercy. It's not just what I want. It's what do I want to want. And some of you know that struggle. Amen. You know you've been wanting the things of the flesh. But thank God down deep He's birthed the desire that you want to want the things of the Spirit. You want a spiritual mind. And here's the wonderful thing about an experience with God that happens at youth camp. It can happen in the altars tonight. If you want to want the right things, you can encounter God. You can have an experience with God, and God will adjust your heart. God will change your heart. God will give you a very nature in you that desires spiritual things and not fleshly. And when God gets through with you, when you come from the presence of God, you won't be after fleshly things. You will be after spiritual things. Now, I know something. I understand it. You do too. That even born again people that have a changed nature, they still have the flesh to deal with. If somebody tells you they don't ever have a problem with the flesh, they just did. They just lied to you. They just succumbed to pride. Because even those with a changed nature and a heart, they have the flesh to deal with. But let me tell you what the difference is. I mean, spiritual people can have fleshly desires. It's the truth. But here is the difference. With the spiritual person, he can like that fleshly thing, but he doesn't want to like that spiritual thing. Amen? A spiritual person can see a movie with things that are inappropriate in it and feel something rise up with him. I'd like to watch that. I'd like to feast my eyes on that. But if it's truly a person of a spiritual nature, something strong arises up and says, something in me wants that, but I don't want to want that. That's the spiritual nature. That is the difference. Amen. Amen. A changed person may desire fleshly things, but he will not pursue those fleshly things. Something in him is tempted But he doesn't like to be tempted by those things. But a fleshly person is tempted, and he doesn't mind the temptation. He agrees with it. He says, that's what I want. The difference between the two is their nature. Amen. When the spiritual person finds himself desiring that which is fleshly, he says, no, 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 I don't want that. But the fleshly person invites it, pursues it, and seeks it. It all is revealed, a revelation of their nature. Amen. I can be saved and have the desires of the flesh rise up. That does not mean I'm no longer a believer, because I will reject those. But I want you to know, by the same token, and this is where it's frightening, a person that's unsaved, a person that has an unchanged nature, they're fleshly, they can be in a good service, they can go to youth camp, and things can be on a high, and they feel a twinge within them. Oh, that's good. I like that. And still not be saved. Amen. I may have both desires, but what reveals my nature is, what do I go after? What will I pursue? What will I seek? Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad when God changed us, he put something in us that says, I want more of God. I want spiritual things. I want eternal things. Hallelujah. I'll seek the Lord when he says, seek my face. Amen. I was doing a lot of traveling this past week, and I was scanning the radio for something to listen to. It's amazing how much junk's on the radio. But there's all kinds of music. You push it and there's rock music. Push it and there's pop music. Hit scat again and there's country and western music. And push it again, I don't even know the names of all the genres anymore. Metallic music, whatever. But I want you to know, as soon as I hit that scan and it landed on rock music, I hit the scan again, because nothing in me wants to listen to rock music. Now, I said I pushed it again, but if you know, if you scan the radio, sometimes you push it and the rock comes on, but you've got to pay attention to your driving. Somebody's passing or you're passing, and before you know it, you've been down the road 3 minutes and the rock's been blaring. And you say, what am I listening to? How many's been there? What am I listening to? You want you to do, as soon as you realize what you're listening to, you hit it again. Why? Because if you're born again, amen, you don't want to listen to that. Now listen, here's the difference. Born again, you could want to listen to it. I mean, I'm a bred Okie, and it's a rare Okie that doesn't like country and western music. And if I lingered there, Sister Tanya, I could like that. But the difference is, I don't want to like that. I could, but I don't want it. Aren't you glad for a changed nature? What I'm trying to tell you tonight, it's your direction, not your perfection. You may not be perfect tonight. You may struggle with things, but what's the direction of your heart? What are you after? Amen. Some seem to be after nothing. Amen. But did you know to be after nothing is still to be after the flesh? Because when the flesh is not inflamed with lust, when the flesh is not seeking after the world, then the flesh is lazy and unmotivated and unmoved. So if you're lazy, you're just as fleshly as if you're listening to metallic music or whatever. Amen. Did you know the Spirit will never make you lazy? The Spirit will put you in motion. Hallelujah. I want to be after the things of the Spirit. And so let's quickly review here tonight. For every one of us, if our lives are examined, the things that we are after reveal our nature. Secondly, tonight, what you and I are after has results. And this is the warning, and this is the seriousness of it. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The thing about being after something is you're likely to catch it. And if you're after the things of the flesh, you'll catch the things of the flesh. And thank God for his promises. If you're after the things of the Spirit, he'll make sure you can catch the things of the Spirit too. I used to run beagles, and if they're trailing a rabbit, they're not going to end up catching a squirrel. If they stay on the trail, they're going to catch a rabbit. Because you catch what you're after. You catch what you're after. You can ask yourself, well, what's the harm about this thing or that thing? Have you ever been there? I mean, Satan, he'll trick our mind. Well, what's the harm in that? Amen. Well, here's the harm and the danger. You become what you're after because you catch those things and it changes you. Amen. And so tonight in this very service, if you've been spiritually minded, you really worshiped. And you caught something. God did something in your heart. Even if you're in this service and you're spiritual right now, you're listening for the voice of God. And if that's your hunger, you'll hear God speak to you tonight. But if you sat in service tonight and you never worshiped and nothing interests you, don't blame the service. Don't blame the choice of songs. Amen. Please don't blame the preacher. But check your nature. Amen. Camp. Did you know our young people? And Broadway young people, you got a decision. You can go to camp with the spiritual mind, or you can go to camp with the carnal mind, but I guarantee you one thing, what you get out of camp is going to be determined by what kind of mind you have, because your kind of mind determines what you go after, and what you go after is determines what you get. Amen. Either way, it'll have results. Now let's go back to this. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to tell you, as a pastor, it's a painful thing to see the lack of spiritual desire in some folks. That bothers me. It hurts sometimes when you see the evidences of carnality come in people's life, fleshliness and a love for the things of the world. That's disturbing. That bothers you as a spiritual leader. And it's not just because they don't get anything from the service. It's not just because they're taking on the things of the world. It's because I know that the flesh has results. It's destructive. The carnal mind is death. It's ruin. Amen. It's hurtful. It's painful. It destroys things. How many have seen the flesh destroy a marriage? Destroy a pure, clean, young person. Why? Because it's a law like the law of gravity. To be carnally minded means you'll pursue those things. And to pursue those things means that you'll come to death and destruction in your life. Oh, but thank God. Thank God. If it's true with the carnal mind that it has results, it's true with the spiritual mind that it has results. And if I have a spiritual mind, I'll pursue spiritual things. And if I pursue spiritual things, I'll find life, I'll find peace, I'll find satisfaction, I'll find God in this world. Can you say amen? Oh, I like what Paul says in Philippians 3. He said, I want to get a hold of what's gotten a hold of me. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's the spiritual mind. We used to sing, something got a hold of me, talking about the Spirit of God and sound. Amen, Sister Karen. Amen. Paul said, I want to get a hold of what's got a hold of me. That's a spiritual mind. I'm going after God because He came after me. You see, before you got saved, the Spirit was after you. But once you're saved, you are after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Last of all tonight, what you're after is the reason. It's a reason for a lot of things. Look at verse 7. Carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. As at that family camp last week, and one night, and we pray for this a lot around here, but one night as we proceeded through the message, there was just a growing sense of God's presence. As I began to give an altar appeal, you could just feel the Spirit of God at work in a powerful way, speaking to folks. Just feel the Spirit of God all across the front. And I remember at that moment feeling God at work and seeing those young people come and coming to the altar and feel the draw of the Spirit. I had this question come to me. Why would anybody not want this? Why would anyone not want to feel the Spirit of the Lord this way? Why would they give this up? Those that have known it, why would they give this up? And the answer is very simple. That's not what they're after. It's not what they have their minds set upon it. And so very simply, they don't want it because it's not their nature to want it. You see, the reason folks don't want that is because that's not who they are. Amen. The Spirit is not at work in their lives. And the sad thing is many have traded the work of the Spirit in their lives for the fulfillment and gratification of the lust of their flesh. Here is the truth. And Paul delineates this very clearly. You cannot have both. You cannot be equally after the flesh and after the Spirit. You cannot pursue both. You cannot have your mind set on both. That's why Paul said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. I can't have it both ways. And the reason some people don't have their minds on God, they have it on carnal things. It isn't that a carnal mind simply isn't interested in spiritual things. It's that a carnal mind literally fights against spiritual things. Think about that. If we can have that verse again, brother. He says here, the carnal mind is enmity against God. I've been preaching all night. It's not interested in the things of God, but it's more than that. It's the reason some people resist the word of God when it's preached. A carnal mind, it doesn't just want it. It literally will fight against anything of the word of God. It's the reason some folks don't like a service when the Spirit of the Lord moves. It's the reason that some people fight when God speaks into their lives. That's why some folks fight seeking God and coming to the altar. The carnal mind, it fights against it. That's the reason. But there's another thing here. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. A carnal mind cannot please God. It's impossible. It won't happen. But I tell you what, a spiritual mind will please Him. Hallelujah. A heart that says, I want more of Jesus. I want more of God. I want to know God better. I'm interested in spiritual things. I'm telling you what, that pleases God. Amen. That pleases God when a young person says, nobody else may be going to the altar, but I'm hungry for something. I want something. I need something. I'm going to go pray. I'm telling you what, that pleases God. It pleases God when we're pressured down with the things of this life and got all these responsibilities. But we, at home, we find a place to pray and say, I want to hear from heaven. I want to get into His word. I'm telling you, a spiritual mind pleases God. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 3 for just a moment. Another couple points I want to make and I'm done. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemn sin in the flesh. And this says so much about what God is doing through grace as opposed to the law. I'm not going to get into that. But basically, Paul said, trying to keep the law to be saved will never work, because the law can tell you what's right and the law can tell you when you've done wrong, but the law cannot give you the power to do what's right. And the reason the law can't give you the power to do what's right is because of your flesh. Nothing wrong with the law, but it's weak because of your flesh. Could I just tell you tonight, flesh will make you weak. If you don't believe that, call Samson up and ask him. Flesh and after the things of flesh, it will make you weak. Those who are carnal, those who are worldly, those who are fleshly, those who always try to act like they're tough. Have you ever noticed that? The worldly, the carnal, I'm tough. I'm tough because I resist God's word. I'm tough because I don't go and pray. I'm tough because I don't listen in church. But the Bible says you're not tough. The Bible says if you're after the flesh, you are weak. Strong flesh is weak in spiritual things. Strong flesh equals weak character. Strong flesh equals weak love. Strong flesh is weak. It's the reason some folks are weak in trying to live this life. It's because they go after the flesh. Amen. One more thing here. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The most finished quoting there, but it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Those who are carnal and fleshly always want to act like they're carefree, not bothered by anything. You don't see them when they're alone, how troubled they are. Why? Because he says right here, if you're after the Spirit, you'll not have condemnation. But if you're after the flesh, you will have condemnation. And those who are carnal and fleshly, they may try to act carefree and unbothered. But if they've ever had any spiritual life, if they've had any exposure to the Word of God, if they have any conscience left, they are bothered. They're not carefree. They're condemned. Oh, but those that are after the Spirit, amen, they've got a hold of something that's taken away the condemnation. Those are the truly unbothered folks. Hallelujah. They are after the Spirit. So I'm going to ask the question tonight. What are you after? Would you come, music, tonight? What are you after tonight? Amen. I was reading last night in my yearly reading program. It's a sad story how God rejected Saul. Didn't use the terminology then, but Saul got after the things of the flesh and not after the things of the Spirit. God, first of all, rejected his family as the dynasty of Israel. Then God rejected Saul because of his carnality as personal king. He said, I reject you. And when Samuel told that to Saul, he said, now, Saul, God has rejected you, but he has found a man after his heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful for God to look at you, to look at me, and say, I have found somebody after my heart. David revealed the nature of his heart by what he was after. Amen. Praise the Lord. I kept, throughout all this, preparing this message, I kept thinking of a very sad story. Young man, just a little bit older than I. Never have you heard a young man sing like this young man. Crowds were moved like that. Preach. Powerfully preach. But he began to pursue this thing of the flesh till he lost his ministry, lost his reputation, was involved in perversion of lifestyle, and ultimately, as a consequence of that, lost his life. That's a sad story. But when you're after the flesh, you'll have your mind set on it. If you're after it, you will catch it. And if you catch it, it'll bring death and destruction. Aren't you glad, though, that Paul included the other side of the truth? But if you're after the Spirit, you'll have your mind set on the things of the Spirit. You'll catch the things of the Spirit. And you'll have life and peace. Watch you after. Would you stand? We're not coming to the pantry tonight, but I would like to invite you to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to ask the question. Thank God for folks coming. I appreciate the way you at Union Road fill up these altars every time they're open. But the question is, as you come tonight, what you after? Hallelujah. How many wants to come after some things tonight? Amen. Would you come and fill the altars all over the building? Just come and fill the altar. What are you after? Amen. I'm going to pursue tonight. I'm going to be after the things of God. I'm going to be reaching. I'm going to be hungering. I'm going to be pursuing. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reaching. Hallelujah. What are you hungry for? Oh, you're going to reveal your nature. The answer to this question. Amen. Not just in the altar, but in life. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What are you after in life? Amen. Oh, I want to be after the things of God. You can lay hold of it tonight. You can find it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Seeking
it's
tonight.
So easy just to say, change me, Lord, to be just like you.
What you after? What's important to you? What are you pursuing? Hallelujah.
Lord, when you begin
tonight. Lord, we call out to you.
Change me, Lord.
Change me, Lord.